Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Mark, what is the way you will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo today? Oh, Mark's in-laws are in town, and they're very good cooks. Chinese-born, and they are great cooks. So he says it's going to be something that they cook. I am going for some great tequila. I'm not a big margarita fan, but I love tequila. So that's what I'm going to do. And of course, there's not enough chips and guacamole to satisfy my needs. So I hope you all celebrate Cinco de Mayo in any way that you like to celebrate. And I hope that you celebrate your financial questions and independence by contacting us. All you have to do is send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you are on our website, if you're on the jillonmoney.com website, perhaps because you are checking out all the amazing content that Mark puts together, all you have to do is click on the contact button. Okay, so remember, we want to hear your voices, and if you want to join us on the program, just tell us. Mark does the rest. That's what Melissa did. Melissa is on the line from California. Hello, Melissa, and happy, feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you too, Jill and Mark.
And how will you celebrate?
I like the idea of tequila, which I happen to have in the house. So
there you go. If there's a little tequila in the house, it's always a good day. Melissa, what can we do for you?
So what I'm puzzling about is whether I should be participating in the Roth 401k option via my employer. I'm currently in a traditional 401k through my employer, but the Roth 401k kind of perplexes me because I'm not sure if it would be beneficial for me to participate in it now because I don't know what my income in retirement is going to be. So I'm not sure if the tax benefit would be better now or later.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you single, partnered? What do you got going?
Well, I'm partnered, but we keep our finances separate. I'm 51. There's no kids. I have no debt.
And how much do you earn?
So I earn $75,000 gross. Mm-hmm. I'm currently contributing about 16% to my regular 401k.
And do you own property or do you rent?
No, we rent.
Okay. Based on your current situation with your 75 and partners, whatever, money's good or like you're putting a bunch of money away into your 401k. So I presume your cash flow is okay.
Yeah, cash flow is fine. I have about $730,000 in a rollover IRA from a previous job. I've got about $40,000 in various high yield savings accounts. That's my emergency fund. I contribute about $1,500 a year to an HSA. I've got an individual Roth that I'm maxing out with the catch up at 7,000. I'm well prepared for, I mean, I'm on the way to be well prepared for retirement. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how to, I'm not sure if I should be taking advantage of this Roth 401k that I have through my employer.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. You've got your tax bracket is not particularly high. It's, you know, you're at the 22% for your income that is earned over about $40,500. So it's not as if changing that will move things around too much. Is there anything that could happen in retirement that would create income? For example, are you able to claim a pension benefit?
No pension, just regular Social Security.
In your Roth IRA right now, how much money do you have there?
The Roth is only about 8,000 because I just started it last
year. All right. So you're putting the $7,000 a year into the Roth. You're putting a bunch of money into your 401k and you've got this big chunk of money in your rollover. And so all of this is great news. I think you've done a tremendous job. It's great. Do you have an idea about retirement age in the back of your mind?
You know, when I look at my Social Security statement, it looks like it behooves me to work till 70, or at least not take Social Security until I'm 70. So I'm guessing between 67 and 70.
What does that Social Security benefit look like at age 70?
It is $3,367.
That's awesome. That's great. Did you make a lot more money in your previous iteration of your life?
I made more money in my last job, yes.
Aha, interesting. In your current 401k, how much money is in there?
It's about 15,000 because okay. I just started this job.
Okay. So here's what I think. I say do the Roth. I know that sounds crazy. I'll tell you why. Yeah, you're right. Your income is probably going to go down in retirement, but it is unlikely that you're going down to the 12% tax bracket. I really don't think that's going to happen. I mean, just look at your Social Security benefit and all the money that you have in pre-tax money that's going to be forced to come out. You're going to be earning, you know, a lot of money. It's going to be 50, 60 grand a year, which is right where you are in terms of tax bracket right now. And you already have a lot of money that's already in pre-tax. So I like the idea of using the Roth in your situation. We don't know where tax rates are going. But if we had to make a guess, the worst case being the same tax bracket. And in the best case, you will have prepaid the taxes that are due and you won't mess up a lot of the Medicare calculations and you will have more money that has already been taxed. Mark, do you have a different view on this? Mark says that Ed Slott, friend of the pod, Ed Slott, that he has convinced Mark that Mark just wants certainty. And I think that that's the issue, Melissa, that with the unknown aspect of this, the certainty of at least a bunch of your money already being taxed, I think is really good. So how do you feel about that?
No, that sounds right. In fact, in between the time I emailed you and the time you contacted me that I was going to be on the show, I basically came to the same conclusion by myself in that the bulk of my retirement is going to be taxable. And why not go for this now? Because I see the wisdom of doing the 401k, the Roth 401k now, since it's not actually going to, whatever's in that account actually isn't even going to be the bulk of what makes up my retirement.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, Melissa, one other question. You have a partner. Have you guys done any estate planning? Do you have wills? Do you have some?
I do. We are beneficiaries for each other on our the life insurance that we have through work. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially all I really felt like was necessary in terms of beneficiaries.
I'd rather okay. Cool. As long as you've got your documents, just you might want to remind him that like if he got hit by a bus tomorrow, it would be nice to know that you could make a decision on his behalf if that's what he wants, because, you know, you're not married. So you're not naturally the person that someone's going to walk out of a hospital room and say, like, who the hell are you? I'm his partner. Really? So what is there a document here? So even if he doesn't really want to even go through this, the least he should be doing is naming you as a healthcare proxy so you can pull the plug and get the insurance money. I thought
I love you guys. I like it when you go dark.
I mean, I'm so happy to be there, believe me. All right, Melissa, you're in great shape. Keep using your Roth, keep rocking and rolling. Please do contact us if you have any more questions, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. If you want to be like Melissa and join us on the program, just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. That is the email address. If you're on the website because you're reading or listening or watching and checking out the resources or signing up for the free weekly newsletter, of course, hit the contact button. And if you think that this is the kind of podcast that someone in your life could benefit from, just shoot them a note. Maybe just even send them a little link to the jillonmoney.com website and say, hey, check this out. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a rating and a review. I'm not sure why. Mark says it makes a difference. Wash your hands. wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and please do something nice for someone else today. That will be such a wonderful thing for the person. It will be a really wonderful thing for you as well. So, with that said, we hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.